Libya has agreed to pay additional compensation to relatives of the victims of the 1989 bombing of a French airliner over the Sahara Desert. The money adds up to about $1 million per family. It will come from a charity headed by the son of Libya's leader, Muammar Gaddafi. The payout is about much smaller than the $2.7 billion Libya agreed to pay to relatives of the victims of the Lockerbie bombing, but the French families say they are satisfied with the deal. It follows a series of moves by Libya to normalize its relations with the rest of the world. NPR's Nick Spicer is in Paris. Good morning.
Good morning.
How was the deal worked out?
Well, it took 2 years of talks between relatives of the passengers killed 14 years ago on the French-operated DC-10 and a charity run by Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, who is the son of Libya's leader. Over the months, the French government got increasingly involved. It was embarrassed into supporting the families. It threatened to block the lifting of United Nations sanctions against Libya. Now, that move jeopardized a separate deal for relatives of the passengers killed in the 1988 Lockerbie bombing. Then the French families, the families of the French jetliner bombing, thought they had struck a deal at the end of August. This was confirmed by Libya's leader in his annual Revolution Day speech in September. So sanctions were lifted, but it turned out there wasn't really a deal. Libya appeared to change its mind. It said new conditions suggested that French companies operating in Libya pay the compensation through a special tax. So there were several more weeks of on-and-off talks until today's agreement was reached.
And has Libya actually admitted or said that it was responsible for the bombing?
Well, no. In the same speech I mentioned, I was in Libya at the time, Muammar Gaddafi suggested to his people that payouts were a way of outfoxing Western powers and that they were the only way of reentering the international community. However, a French anti-terror court decided in 1999 that Libya was responsible. It sentenced Gaddafi's brother-in-law and other Libyan agents of the DC-10 bombing in absentia. Libya agreed at that time to pay $33 million in fines, but many of the families refused this money as not enough, so they continued to lobby for a payout for the passengers who were killed, who were mostly African. There were many French passengers and seven Americans, including the wife of an American ambassador. In the end, as you were saying, the families of the DC-10 bombing are getting much less than the Lockerbie families, 5 to 10 times less. But the head negotiator I spoke with today said it was not really a matter of money, but a matter of getting Libya to admit through a payout, if not in words, that it was in fact responsible.
How does this deal with the French fit into Muammar Gaddafi's larger efforts to stop being an international pariah?
It's an important step, I think. There was the Lockerbie deal last summer, of course, then the surprise acknowledgement by Tripoli it had programs of weapons of mass destruction, and now the deal with the French jetliner families, and today some sort of diplomatic agreement between Tripoli and Paris between the country's foreign ministers meeting today. No details on that yet, but relations between the two countries have been bad, especially their presidents. At recent meeting of Mediterranean leaders, Muammar Gaddafi made a point of not shaking the hand of President Jacques Chirac and even falling asleep during his speeches.
Thanks very much. NPR's Nick Spicer in Paris.